This is Recharged Radio.
Walking along, singing a tune for all the people passing by me. Do 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 do. Somebody stares, smiles like a bear, tells me how lonely it's been lately. And then, much to my surprise, I was smiling. Never thought I'd say.
Tune. I love that song. That is Emmanuel and the Fear. I was turned on to them by Rodrigo de Sá, who is coming up after me in 47 minutes time. He's got a fabulous show lined up for you. I took a peek at the playlist. It's going to be good, so don't go anywhere. After the show, hopefully I won't scare you away. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about the Vatican and the Pope again. Yes, again, we have more things to discuss about that. And we're going to talk about something completely different. We're going to talk about Bandcamp, which has sort of been the... Well, I mean, not really, but sort of been the Vatican of independent music people putting stuff on the internet because it was free for a while, and now they're charging a little bit for it. So they're not charging straight away. They're charging you get so many free download bits. I think it's like I think it's 500. I'll pull up my notes when we start talking about this in a minute. I do have some more music to play for you tonight as well. Won't be as much chat as last time, but certainly we do have some things. We have things to discuss, don't we? But let's play another tune. This one comes to us from Pete Clitheroe, who we've been chatting a little bit recently. This is a tune from the Sub Pop record label, which is a little bit not independent, but a lot independent. They have a lot of certainly have a lot of interesting stuff that they do, and certainly support lots and lots of artists who are just making a living and not making millions of dollars. So this is a band called The Vaselines, and is what Peter said when he sent it to us. He said that everyone should have this track. He said everyone should have Sex with an X, and I said, Oh, should we? I don't think so. But if it's the track, then we all should. It is a good track. So here it is, Sex with an X. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you don't feel guilty afterwards. It is the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Let's do it again. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. Let's do it again. Help me, my resolve is breaking. I'm giving up and I'm going down. I've done too much of all the stuff that I was warned. So good, it must be bad for me. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Let's do it again. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. Let's do it again. Stop me, please forgive me. Blind to see the light. I've been cursed, but now it's worse. I don't know what I did last night. Confess to all the mess. When darkness fell, I was bad. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Feels so good, it must be bad for me. Let's do it again. You look so right, you must be wrong for me. You look so right.
Yes, I hope hope you don't feel guilty, do you? It takes a day or two sometimes. Not that I would know. Right. Anyway, let's... if you don't feel guilty, you will now.
You're a disgrace. Think you're supporting live music sitting at home alone? The Recharge Radio Gig Guide.
Provided by toddh.co.uk.
That is absolutely right. It is. Love that. We've whipped you into shape now. Get off your butt and head out to the Monarch. Tonight, right now, in fact, We Rock Like Girls Don't is playing the tour date sessions down at the Monarch over there in Camden. Just up the street, just across the bridge. If you go to Camden Town Station and you just go, you know, through the market and over that little bridge there, the canal, and then it's just on the right side there, past the Holly Arms, which is where the Musicians Clinic is, which is also coming up as well. We'll talk about that in just in about 30 seconds. However, Friday night is, if you didn't hear that advert earlier, it is the Friday Forum Live from the Church of Steve Honest over at Steve's and on Hackney Road. We're going to be rocking out with 50 Foot Woman live in the studio, as well as lots of other fun things. And it's going to be a good time. So do tune in on Friday night. I'll tell you the rest of the Recharged radio schedule in just a moment. The second Saturday, October 2nd on Saturday, if you are in Minnesota, in Burnsville, Lights Out Dancing is coming back from being on tour. They're playing with The Here and Now, Love Out Loud, and Summer Says Hello down at the Garage. It's going to be a fantastic show. Make sure you get there. Head over to lightsoutdancing.com, which redirects you to myspace.com/lightsoutdancing, and check it out. And make sure you get on the list or whatever you need to do. Make sure you clear your calendar for that evening, you Minnesotians. You Minnesotans, you. Next Friday, the 8th of October, The Scratch plays with 50 Foot Woman up at the Horn in St. Albans. That'll be a fun show. We might have to get up for that. We're not. Enfield isn't that far from St. Albans. I didn't know that. And on Columbus Day, Monday, the 11th of October, it is Fake Teak at Music Born again, 93 Feet East, over there in Brick Lane here in London. And then the following Monday, 18th, is the Musicians Clinic, which I'm hosting. And we've already got a couple of submissions. If you head over to todays.co.uk, on the far right side of the bar, whatever that top bar is, you'll see the Musicians Clinic. You sign up and you can come and bring your demo. The musicians bring their demos and play them for our panel of industry experts. They are experts, and they're a fantastic group. There's always good discussions that happen, and we'll be there on the 18th at the Holly Arms in Camden listening to demos. So if you're a musician, if you're a band, if you're an artist here in the London area, in and around London, certainly something you can't miss. And you know, there's producers that come to these nights. There are, you know, people that hear and listen and find you, and it's just a great way to sort of get your, if you're interested in moving your music career in the right direction, certainly a good place to be if you're in and around London. I was just speaking to Rowley, who is one of, if not the, certainly one of the longest running music podcasters in the UK, who lives in London and is part of the Association of Music Podcasting. I think we're going to have to get him down. If no one else, we certainly have to get Rowley down to listen to some demos at the Musicians Clinic. If you're listening, Rowley, we want you down there on the 18th. We'll talk. We'll do a little text message, Skype, phone call, magical things that happen with smartphones these days. Right. That is the gig guide from Tour Dates. Thanks very much to those guys. We're going to jump right back into some tunes and then talk to you some more. I have one. I haven't set up. This came from Alex once again. Thank you, Alex, for sending along your best new submissions for the month. This is a girl called Lee Mary Stokes, and this is Little Yellow. Good rockin' tune here on the Justin Wayne Show here at Recharge Radio.
music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
I'm not anyone if you want to be.
Absolutely. No one's lonely. No one. There it is. There we are. Sorry. I was talking to myself. No one's lonely at the Heartbreak Hotel. That's Avenged Vulture Attack. And obviously the tune Heartbreak Hotel. We also heard back there the brand new single from Soma High, Something About You. Fantastic track. I'm excited to hear more from those guys in the coming weeks and months. Sounds like they're certainly onto something really good now. As well as back there, first one of that three-song set, Lee Mary Stokes with Little Yellow. Just had a comment in the chat room saying, nice show. Thanks. I do. It is time. I wanted to revisit talking about the Pope. If you didn't know, last week we chatted about the Pope and the Vatican and the sexual abuse cases and the fact that there's things going on behind closed doors that shouldn't be behind closed doors. And if you didn't, we talked about last week that the wife and I went down to the protest, the Pope rally that was here in London when he was here. And, it wasn't last weekend. It was the weekend before. It was the weekend before last show. Just wanted to sort of touch on it and say that obviously not the biggest thing, but one of the things I wanted to bring up was I feel really sad and I'm kind of disappointed that all of this controversy that they're creating by not dealing with this huge problem, it's alienating people from the Catholic Church and probably alienating people from, you know, other sorts of Christian religions as well. Sam and I were talking the other day, we were on our way to McDonald's, and we were saying we went to McDonald's. That's not the point. We're talking about the Pope here. Just talking about the fact that I think before this had happened, and you know, maybe years ago, people trusted. I mean, I suppose we'd still do trust religious officials because we sort of. They're supposed to be good, and they're supposed to have our best interests at heart. That's why they're there. And it's just sad that there are so many. I don't know how many. What did they say? There was 800 sexual abuse cases reported last year in the Catholic Church, which is shocking. But there's that much of it going on. I would imagine that some of those are clumped into one priest. there's so much of this going on, and it's alienating people from the religions, and it's putting a mistrust in where there shouldn't be. I mean, I think that's the reason that, you know, organized religion was set up in the first place, was to be a support system for society, and to be a place you can go if you don't have anywhere else to go. And I know that there are, you know, and to be fair, there are loads of Catholic churches, and there are loads of Christian churches, and, you know, Muslim temples, and all sorts of other religions and places out there that are doing really good things. And it's just sad that this whole controversy has to put a dark shadow on all of that, and put doubt in people's minds, and turn people away when they should have a place to go and a place to stay, and, you know, someone to trust. I mean, it's just really, it's really frustrating and saddening to me, because, you know, having grown up in the Catholic Church, I know that's a place, you know, even today. I guess I don't know anymore. I don't know whether that's a place I can go. I certainly know that there was a priest at the church that I grew up in, that was moved away because he had sexual allegations against him. Obviously, we didn't really officially know that at the time, but it came out later, and it's really shocking to me. And I feel like, you know, having done this show now for almost 3 years, and things like this that come up that I feel strongly about, I feel like I should tell you about them at least, and you know, try and make you, try not to make you do anything at all. I just want to just make you aware of these things, because you're my trusted listeners, and I feel like I should tell you. We should discuss them. So do discuss them with me. If you're in the chat room now, you know, feel free to chuck in a comment. Also, justin@rechargeradio.com, do send me your comments. I'm more than happy to say or play them. If you want to send MP3 audio, if you want to leave a message, there's a message thing on the website. You can certainly do that as well. But yes, certainly not... certainly open to hearing the other side of this argument, you know. And I know that there is one. I know that there are churches and there are places that are doing good things, and good for you, and keep doing that. And, you know, hopefully we can get past all this, and that the Catholic Church will sort of come around and sort it out. The other thing that was interesting, when the Pope was here, he said that they wanted to start communicating again, or having full, quote-unquote, full communication with the Anglican Church, which obviously, as you know, separated with... It was King Henry when he wanted to divorce his second wife. So something to scratch your head about, that they're trying to join up again, obviously, because people are being alienated from the Catholic Church. I don't know if it's directly because of this sexual abuse scandal, or if it's just because, you know, religion's not cool these days. But if you're an Anglican, speak to your vicar, which is, or, you know, do, you know, let them know what you think about this. Do some research. Certainly don't take my word for it. Go out there and do some research yourself. I was doing some myself just a little while ago, and I found out that while Pope Benedict was cardinal in 2001, he issued, this is the secret Vatican edict, to Catholic bishops all over the world, instructing them to put the church's interests ahead of child safety, which is frightening. It is. Right. Anyway, so that's all for me, but I won't bang on about that anymore. We did some last week. I will be putting up these as podcasts as well. This is going to be sort of a new, I don't know, whatever this would be, the soapbox or something. I'm not sure. We still play music on the second half of the show. I just feel like we should broaden our horizons, and I should, you know, instead of just playing music and being passive, I should be active in some way. So I hope it's okay with you guys, my faithful listeners. If it's not, if you don't think so, if you'd like to just have music, let me know, please. I want to give you what you want. I certainly don't want to do anything that would turn you away. But Right. Anyway, we're going to talk about Bandcamp here in a little bit. I'll throw some, when I do put these podcasts up, I will put some links in, and do your own, your own research as well into this stuff. And if you are Anglican, make sure you do speak to your vicar and tell him what you think about joining with the Catholic Church. I suppose it could go either way. Maybe you guys could help. That would be great. Right. So this one is a new submission that I just got this week. This is one of those. It's by a group called 8-Bit Pimp. These guys use a bunch of the old Nintendo. I think there's some Sega sounds in here as well, but a lot of the Nintendo sounds in their sampling with their hip hop. It's quite fun. As you know, we've sort of moved away from the hip hop since Bobby Scotch has left us and gone to his own show. We have Rob One on the 2020 show, so we don't necessarily have to bang on with the hip hop. But I thought this was cool enough, so we're gonna play the title track from his album. It's called A_Rival. This is, once again, it's 8-Bit Pimp here on the Justin Wayne Show. Be back in a bit to talk about Bandcamp and that they're charging. Talk to you in a minute.
Vocal cannon, verbal mega manin. I'm so damn boss, some people call me Ganon. But I'm not pig-headed, so much as big-headed. I kill them seeds with these like cheese, I leave them shredded. Don't forget it, yo, I keep it retronomical. My skill is astronomical, I jump over the obstacles. Travel across the land so that I can get my coins. And I'll score with the girl if she give me bonus points. Ain't no princess I can handle. The way I stretch it in the bed, they call me Bionic Commando. And just to give you an example, I'm like a cross between Rambo and Hattori Hanzo. I love to shoot em up, I love to slice and dice. A Nintendo could be used as a flotation device. It works for me, now I know that I'm the shit. I'm a bona fide pimp player, 8-bit.
8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high.
You see, I create rhythms for 20-year-old systems and sound mechanisms in the quest to garner wisdom. And now I learned a lesson, got a problem or a symptom. Don't bother trying to fight it, man, just pimp 'em. Pimpity doo dah, pimpity dizzle. Nobody beats the 8-bit A whistle. If you girly wanna play, don't think that you're disturbing. Just give me a blow, and then I start working. I got pixelation of the brain, I'm so edgy. I've come to kick ass and take names, that's Reggie. Some say I'm retarded or lame. They don't understand, I just restarted the game. And now I got 30 lives, but I only need one. And I'm miles ahead now that I pack a spread gun. It's game over, you're done, son, that's it. You're fucking with a pimp player, 8-bit.
8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high. 8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high.
Now let me see you shake it. Let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, shake it, 8-bit. Let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, shake it, 8-bit. Let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, shake it, 8-bit. Let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, let me see you shake it, shake it, shake it.
They say pimping ain't easy, but for me it really is. I don't know why I've been blessed with all these aliens. Running and jumping and punching and ducking and flying and spying and causing malfunctions. I love that shit. The 2AO3, if you don't know that, son, you don't know me. The competition's so free, I'm so legit. I'm a bona fide pimp player, 8-bit.
8-bit players and pimps, throw your hands up high.
Justin Wayne.
Nerd girl, I don't deserve you. I don't get the references you refer to. I love your lips, my cousin, your lack of perfume. I hope to get you home by curfew.
Word up!
There's a special kind of girl that goes to my shows. And I don't mean the goopy hoes all along the front row. She's more like a wallflower, like the one that's like a snipe. I'm a elixir when I'm with her cause I think I like her type. She might seem shy in person, it's so loud, she's always nervous. But the verdict is she's worth it, she a crap, I don't deserve it. She look like Emily Strange, always raving about her face. Wanna talk to her like Kang when he kissed on Cassie Lang. There's no way I can pronounce Neo-Geo-Evangelion. I can't refute cause she's so cute and so I suck my belly. And X-23 and Hellion, a couple to be kind. She's in my heart and in my mind and now she's in Mirage. She's wordy and verbose, prolific and pro-no-bros. Always sick and has a cold stuff. flow, she gotta blow. I got many cold remedies, many old enemies. I got a girl that kicked their ass, I quiver from serenity. Nerd girl, I don't deserve you. I don't get the messages you refer to. I love your lips, smackers, and you lack a perfume. I hope to get you home by curfew. Word up! Her parents are divorced and there's often daddy issues. Try not to take advantage while I hand her all my tissues. She hits me to the back, she likes I couldn't be more clueless. Every word comes out her mouth is now on my to-do list. She's romantic, no dependent, with anxiety attacks. Literary is so scary. Bronte back to back, she playing Ragnarok on her mother's Magnavox. She underneath my skin like a million nanobots. She's like Annie Potts and Buster's, get my freak on like a vegan. Save her base right to her face and she will be like vegan. If not now, I know I can wait like Lucas and the Locust. You know this will make me say I play Perfectus Locust. Your camera's his Chris cause he helps you distress while you play Animal Crossing on your Nintendo DS. Baby, we can't be a couple, give up on getting married. I remember we connected, how that happened so rarely. I'm serious, girl. Nerd girl, I don't deserve you. I don't get the refer to. I love your lips, smackers, and you lack a perfume. I hope to get you home by curfew. Word up!
Word up. I agree. That was MC Chris with Nerd Girl. He was on the Warped Tour a couple years ago when I was around, and I saw Katy Perry play back when Katy Perry did was that Bloody I Kissed a Girl song. And I just said bloody. Sorry. Oh, well, I want to hear another 8-bit pimp tune, don't you? Let's do it. Let's play the namesake. The song with the namesake of... Oh, no. What? That's what I... Oh, I did play that. Sorry. That was a song I played before. It was 8-bit pimp. Let's play the tune called Show Me Girl, since we were just talking about the nerd girl. Let's see what he has to say about it. It is the Justin Wayne Show.
Hey yo, I step into the place and I'm ready to go. You see, I'm futuristic yet so retro. You want a demo? I'm the best of both worlds.
Are you one of those guys?
I'm a take so girl. You see, I'm different cause I got a brain and a rep that I gotta maintain. You may say that I'm a nerd. Well, that may be true, but I get paid a lot of money cause I'm smarter than you. So let's cut the crap and get down to the chase. I wanna see what 8-bit looks like on your face. So don't be scared when I take the lead. With the style so hard, it'll make you believe. And if you're not special when we're done with the deed, I'ma make you leave.
But don't you wanna go again?
Nah, I'd rather play Marvel with my friends.
But are you doing good?
I don't believe it. You better show me, girl.
Ooh. sincere. So don't be stuck up, take another swig of beer, or a sip of a Bacardi, have a shot of Patron, anything that'll make you sing along.
Stop right there, cause I don't believe it. You better show me, girl. Achievement, you better show me, girl.
Seems I have pulled an amateur mistake. The band is called Arrival, and the album is called 8-Bit Pimp. My apologies to Arrival. It's some great music. I really like it. And that, of course, was Show Me Girl. Yeah, great stuff. Obviously, we liked it. We liked it so much, we played two tracks on the same show of his. We also, earlier, like in the first hour, we played Ryan Rebo's Lonely Scientist, the title track from his new EP, which is on Bandcamp. So if you head over to ryanrebo.bandcamp.com, you can get it for free or for whatever you want to pay. But an interesting thing happened in the world of Don't Claw the Chair. An interesting thing happened in the world of independent music this past week. Bandcamp.com, which is a favorite place for bands to put up, it's one of those things that does the pay what you want, and you can make a website really easily, and it's really flexible, and they have lots of really cool little listening tools and stuff. So you were getting loads of stuff for free, really, which is great, and they were definitely drawing in loads of people to their website, and people were on it and using it, and you know, of course, creating these sites, you have to add all the sort of song lyrics in, and you're uploading things, and they do a lot of really good, they have a lot of really good file hosting there at Bandcamp. We use it for one of our artists who will play for you in a little bit, but they have decided now to start charging, not necessarily right away, so you can still, once you sign up for Bandcamp.com, so if you have a single or something you're going to release for free, you do get 200 free downloads straight away, right off the bat. So it's not completely free anymore. So after the 200 downloads, you do have to pay. It is for an extra 300 free downloads. That's, you have to pay $9. If you're going to buy 1,000, it's $20, and 5,000 is $75. And what that breaks down to I had the breakdown. I had the breakdown in front of me. What is it? The breakdown is 300 downloads. If you pay $9, it's 3 cents each. 1,000 downloads for $20 is 2 cents each, and 5,000 downloads for $75 is 1.5 cents each. So it's really, it's a small price, but obviously what they've said is that people have been giving away a lot of music through there, and the way that they were making money was through the connection that they have with PayPal, which was a very, very small amount. I mean, they weren't making nearly anything, or they were making something, obviously, but not lots. And they found out that a lot of the, because they sort of allowed you to do whatever you wanted, they had this whole free download thing that was going on. So anyway, they've changed it back, so it's not free anymore. You do have to pay a little bit of money, and there were bands that were giving away 10,000-20,000 downloads, which is quite expensive, I think. Well, I suppose for those types of people, but if you're giving away that many songs, you should be able to make the money back in some way, is what I would say. So certainly, if you're giving away that much music, if you're not monetizing it, I suppose that's your decision, and it's certainly your decision to then host it somewhere else. I mean, this is what I think. I think that this is not what they say. This is my sort of take on it, is that if you're giving away that many songs that you can't afford, like if you're giving away more than 5,000 songs for $75, which is actually 5,200 because you get the 200 free downloads when you open your account, you should be able to monetize that after 5,000, shouldn't you? You should be able to at least make them pay a little bit. And so if you do make them pay a little bit on the Bandcamp site, after 500 in sales, they give you an extra 1,000 free downloads. So you sort of get like, you get like a free power up as long as you're selling a little bit. So the pay what you want thing, if people are sensible, and they generally are on the pay what you want thing, they do pay you something, you will make that back easily and make some money. So it's certainly, I think in some ways this may add worth to music in some fashion, in a roundabout way. So but the other thing you're paying for with Bandcamp is their tools. They have lots of really, really good little widgets and things you can embed places, and other people can embed places, and all that sorts of stuff. So great stuff there. I've run out of time. It is nearly 10 o'clock. It is nearly time for Rodrigo de Sá in the Island Music Show. But right now we're going to hear from a artist who also has a Bandcamp page. If you go to robertbatley.bandcamp.com, you can find him. You can also get there straight through robertbatley.com, which has one of the fancy schmancy widgets, which I've just spoken to you about on the site in the upper right hand corner, where you can listen to his music straight on the website. Do check him out. He's a fantastic artist. This is Small Potatoes on a late night radio show. And it is almost late night, isn't it? Yes. It's been the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week. I will be back once again in the studio. In the magical studio. Right. Thanks very much. Thanks to Randy. Thanks to Ratlin Bone for being track of the week. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Okay. Bye. Recharged.
Hello, I'm Rob Batley, and I've been worshipping at the Church of Steve Honest.
Smell of summer girls walked all by the cathedral. Heeled feet and cobbled streets struggle to coexist, but these long-haired girls persist with great clumsiness. Me and my friends take the mick at this extreme awkwardness, scoring points with the lads but ruining our chances of making the night fly with some long advances. There's plenty more good times to be had down the run. Holding out for some fun. Rain sparks the streetlights and splash the cars that whiz by. Boy racer heartbreaker tries to sway the ladies who pose and pout, scream and shout, casting long shadows down across the heart of town. Forming lines in the cold, their legs on show and souls exposed. Low-flying siren catches eyes as she walks by. I fear the sight's about to ignite. The boys are on my side. We take this town for a ride. And hit and run, we sing our songs and shed our skin. Till we get home like small potatoes on a late night radio show. Music cracks, though I'd vamp, dances from afar. Twirling and whirling, serpent skinned across the bar. My eyes break wide as I crack a smile. Had this temptress of desire, setting hearts on fire. Black-eyed guys focus blind on her form, but she doesn't mind and continues to hypnotize. Undertangled as she casts me a stare, and everything falls away. I say, baby, please come dance with me. You look real sweet. And the DJ's got it right. Problem, it seems I've had a little too much to drink. I've forgotten I can't dance. She starts to laugh. She says she'd dance like an old man. I'm sure she means Travolta, but I was wondering why everyone was looking over and laughing. White knights ply to rise as sweet, the fireflies from their feet, but get hung up and strung out by bouncers on the street, girls dressing to impress, treading fine lines of excess, but lost the long hours through with pre-season freshness. Barman's blind spots, got the college boys tied up in knots. Last round whips out, but scored that it won't stop the roar. The crowd incises, the music stops, and they turn on the club lights and push us out into the night. Hit and run, our songs are sung, our wings are spread, now we're alone like small potatoes on a late night radio. Small potatoes on a late night radio. Small potatoes on a late night radio show. Ooh.
Dads. Yeah. Mika. Yeah. Push your brains and answer to Rodrigo@rechargeradio.com or studios@rechargeradio.com.